What up, Pac-12 fans? Welcome to another episode of Locked On Pac-12, where we give you everything you need to know about the Conference of Champions. Today, we're dropping the Pac-12 rankings of the week, the ones that Brian Brown and I usually do. Today, I'll just be giving them to you myself. Different switch up, different order. Some people are on top, some people fell to the bottom. Have to stay tuned to see who lands where and what teams, you know, might be making a difference this week and rising up the rankings.
You are Locked On Pac-12, your daily podcast on the Pac-12 Conference. It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thanks for joining Locked On Pac-12 this Friday. Great day before college football kicks off this weekend. There's no better place to get your Pac-12 conference news than Locked On Pac-12 podcast, hosted by your girl, Cindy Robinson. Follow the Locked On Pac-12 podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Now today, like I mentioned, we will be discussing the Pac-12 rankings of the week. Brian and Brown and I have been doing this to keep everybody kind of, you know, up to date where with how each team is doing each week. And the best way to do that is to give a ranking system. You know, AP does their rankings. We have our Locked On Pac-12 rankings. So to kick things off, we're going to start with number one on our list. And I feel like it's a no-brainer still at this point. It goes to Oregon. They had a great non-conference season so far. First three games, kicking it off, being dominant, showing the world that they belong to be, you know, top of the Pac-12, known in the college football realm. They're number three on the AP poll, and they're going up against Arizona this week, which Arizona's pretty much been at the bottom of the barrel, bottom of the rankings. So we expect this game to be a blowout. You just never know, especially with how it's any given Saturday, right? Like, you just never know. So Oregon does top our list this week. Same thing as last week. Coming in second, though, is someone new, and that's Stanford. They've pretty much been climbing the ranks since they made that great performance against USC, and you kind of can't deny them. You know, they're showing that they're still strong. They need to be considered in as a contender in the Pac-12. Not sure how that'll play out as, you know, as they go along in more conference play, but it's definitely to be seen. They'll be facing UCLA this week. UCLA is 24th on the AP poll. They're not as high on this ranking, and we'll get to that and explain why. But definitely be a good matchup. Definitely want to see how that goes. UCLA will be going up north to Stanford. So Stanford will be home. They have that home court advantage, home field advantage, sorry. And, yeah, you just never know. Again, I'm all about the any given Saturday when it comes to football. You just never know who will step up, make a difference. We saw Stanford show up against USC, how they should. Ended up forcing USC to fire their coach. And then USC, you know, is on some up and down roller coasters. Now, speaking of USC, they come in at number three on our list. And we put them there because although they are up and down, they still seem to be a top contender in this Pac-12 conference, especially in the South. Now, they went up against Washington State. They played two conference teams now, Stanford and Washington State. Lost to Stanford really bad, obviously, but bounced back against Washington State after starting that game really bad. Washington State was up 14, and then USC came in and, like, really shut things down. Keaton Slovis left the game. Jackson Dart came in, had a great showing. It is what it is. Like, we can't really deny that the talent is there. Now, how they'll do in full conference play still remains to be unseen, but But, you know, that for now, they're third on our rankings, still top team in the Pac-12, still a team to, you know, look out for, period. So coming in at number four is Oregon State. Now, I know a lot of people don't expect that, but Oregon State has had a solid non-conference season, and they faced Idaho, which isn't a team that, you know, is the caliber of the Pac-12 at all. But the reason why we had to acknowledge is how they beat Idaho. They won 42-0. it literally was a matter of not playing down to the team that you're playing, still remaining dominant as they should as a Pac-12 opponent, and showing that like they can show up against a small team or a big team. So I'm really excited to see them play in Pac-12 this season. Excited to see who they may upset, because I think in a lot of the games that they're going to play against Pac-12 opponents, they're going to be considered the underdog. So Oregon State comes in at our number four spot. You better watch out, guys, because Oregon State is coming with it. Now, before we finish up with the rankings and continue on, I have to let you all know about Built Bar. Built Bar is a protein bar, great for healthy reasons, and it's tasty. So not only are you, you know, taking care of your health, but you get something good, too, while you're at it. It has 9 different flavors, from coconut to coconut almonds, cherry, then you go into the chocolate flavors, brownie, salted caramel, a little bit of something for everyone. Now, if you're someone who likes all of the flavors or are adventurous and want to try all the flavors, there's a mix box for you. It literally has all 9 flavors, 2 of each. So, you know, you can try them, get a taste for what you really like. And then on the healthy side, best part about it, right? You're getting like a candy bar with the health side of it. 17 to 18 grams of protein, low in calories, low in sugar, and low in net carbs. So you really can't beat it. If you're interested in trying Built Bar, go ahead and head to the website, builtbar.com, and use promo code LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off your order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at builtbar.com. Okay, so next up on our list, we have to hit that second tier on our ranking list. At number 5 is Cal. And we did that because they had a good showing in their last few games. Cal is one of those teams we're still trying to figure out what their identity will be this season, but definitely good showings against non-conference teams. And they'll be facing UW this week. And one thing about UW, we definitely expected them to be a more competitive team in the Pac-12 this season. What they've shown us in the non-conference games that they played, not feeling like they're the team that we expected them to be. So if Cal comes in, it's at UW, so it's in Washington at their field. If Cal comes in and beats UW, I think that'll tell us a lot about what we thought Washington would be this season, and kind of give us a little more hope for Cal going into the season. So a lot to be seen there. Behind Cal is Washington at number 6. And we gave it to them because they did pull off the win in this last game. But again, it still hasn't been, they still haven't lived up to our expectations, period. Like their non-conference games were, besides Michigan, were not opponents that we expected to give them as much trouble as they experienced. And so now we're in a space of seeing if UW can turn around their season while playing in playing in conference, and seeing if they are the team that we thought they would be. There's a lot of work to be had, be done there. Me as a Cougar fan, I'm loving the struggle and I'm hoping they keep the struggle going. But if they don't, you know, it is what it is. It's still a Pac-12 team. So part of me still roots for the Pac-12 at the same time. Coming in at number 7 is Utah. Now, I know Brian has been in a bit of a contention with Utah. Not too happy with how they've been playing, especially that game against BYU. But this game that they lost against San Diego State, it was a tough one. It went into overtime. They fought, but they didn't finish. And I think that was Brian's biggest issue with the game and with where Utah stands right now. So as we get ready to go into conference play, Utah will be facing Washington State at home. We have some beef right now, and Brian knows this already. He's out there listening, I already know. But this is a beef week for us. We did not come up with our bet. We will probably come up with it this weekend and post it on the Twitter site, on our Twitter, on Locked On Pac-12 Twitter. And then we'll talk about it next week. Probably someone has to buy each other tacos or something like that. We're simple people. But either way, Utah versus Washington State will be a game that I'll be watching closely. I'm rooting for my Cougars, obviously, but this is probably the game that Utah needs to walk away with if they want to start off their conference season well and really make people believe that they can be a contender in the Pac-12. And so then coming in at number 8 is actually UCLA. And UCLA faces Stanford, like we said, they'll be going up north. They lost to Fresno State. And so they were leading our rankings, you know, the first 2 weeks. They had a bye that third week. So we kind of just kept them off of the rankings. I think coming off that bye, they didn't have, I don't want to say they didn't have the energy, but like, you know, they were well rested, obviously, maybe too soon, you know, like it was maybe too early to really take a bye. And it's not like they had the option, but you get what I'm saying? Like, it might have been too early for them to have a bye. They were having great momentum in those first two games. And I think if they would have played Fresno State right after playing LSU, they might have had a better showing. It is what it is. They lost. And at this point, they have fell down to number 8 in our rankings. We'll see what they do against Stanford. It's going to be interesting. But they are ranked number 24 on the AP poll. So they're still, you know, considered top 25 team in the country. We'll see if they can climb those rankings back up and climb our rankings as well. We got our eyes on them. You know, we're trying to encourage good play and stuff. Granted, as a Trojan, y'all know I went to grad school at USC, undergrad at Washington State. Those are the two teams, the Pac-12 teams that I really ride for. So I'm not fully rooting for UCLA, but I'm not going to be a hater. And, you know, if they do what they have to do, good for them. Coming up next, we will finish out with the last four teams and see who fell to the bottom of the rankings. It's tough because, you know, I hate to see my team go out like that, but it is what it is. Fair is fair. You got to go where you belong. And unfortunately, Washington State does not belong at the top like I thought they did. It hurts me so, 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 so bad. But I know how to take a L, and you should too. For all of you Cougar fans, you already know where it's ugly right now. But for all of you that are into betting, football is back and better than ever. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. With a new updated site and interface, even more odds, props, and contests, BetOnline.ag continues to be the number one source for everything football. So head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 100% welcome bonus. That's double your initial deposit just for signing up. Don't forget to use promo code NFL100 and then check out BetOnline.ag. From football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. And BetOnline is your online sportsbook experts. All right. Now, rounding out this ranking, these Pac-12 rankings for going into week 4. All right. At number 9 is ASU. We placed ASU there because they've been struggling. And honestly, you know, it's one of those, like, this last game was really bad. I talked to Connor Drios earlier this week. He was not happy. You know, nothing about that game was exciting. And it is what it is. They lost to, I want to say UNLV. Either way. Oh, no, lost to BYU. Sorry. BYU swept through the Pac-12. It is what it is. Got to take your L. But we do still anticipate ASU being a good team in the Pac-12. And so we didn't want to put them dead last because, you know, some people deserve that spot more than them. Coming in behind ASU ASU will be playing at home versus Colorado. So they'll have that home field advantage. Colorado is one of those teams that, you know, still not doing the most amazing. So ASU, I think the odds are in your favor. Washington State came in at number 10 behind ASU. And we didn't want to give them dead last because obviously there's teams that deserve that more. But the reason why they fell so low or still continue to be so low is you know, not really showing the greatest of performances in this non-conference time. But then they play, their last game was a conference game and it was against SC. And they started off really well, 14-0, but they gave up that lead to lose and didn't score at all in the fourth quarter, second half, I think at all. And that is where the main issue lies. We do know now that, you know, as Washington State is, you know, trying out other quarterbacks, Cameron Cooper and Jarrett Guarantano are vying for those first team reps right now. Jaden Delara looks like he'll be sitting the bench and, you know, being a backup. We don't know fully the full game plan, but that's what it's looking like after that performance against SC. And so Washington State, I'm always rooting for you, hoping you pick it up and do better and have a better representation for the Cougars, but it is what it is. And that's where we're at right now. Coming in at number 11 is Colorado. How we mentioned, we'll be facing ASU. Their non-conference season hasn't been the best. I don't know if we expect more from them. I feel like Colorado is one of those teams that we are like a wait and see, you know, you never know what you're going to get from them. They definitely have some talented players there. I just don't think utilizing them as well as they should. And then coming at dead last is Arizona, who won none of their first three games, lost to Northern Arizona. And that's just kind of unacceptable at this point. Michael Luke, the host of Locked On Wildcats, has basically said that Arizona lacks talent. They just stink, and that's where he's at with it. I personally am hoping that they're able to turn it around some way, somehow this season and regain some of their confidence and, you know, some respect at this point. Losing is tough. The Pac-12 is a tough conference, and, you know, it's a lot of talent. It is what it is, but you don't want to be the team losing week in and week out. So hoping Arizona can at least get a few wins under their belt and shock some people. Not my Cougars, though. If they face them, I got to double check the schedule. But everybody else, not my Cougars, not my Trojans. Everybody else. But that's neither here nor there. For all of you that are into betting, though, definitely want to check out the Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and betting expert Lee Sterling. You can get all your bets, props, daily picks, Lee Sterling's lock of the day and wrong team favored picks, blowout specials, all of that in the podcast. So follow the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag, wherever you get podcasts. And then thanks for listening to Locked On Pac-12 podcast. Very rare that I fly solo. When I do, it's kind of like, let's get in and let's get out, because I don't know if you guys just want to hear me rambling on about Pac-12 sports. But either way, thank you so much for listening. You can check out the Locked On Pac-12 podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. And then right here on YouTube, subscribe, like, comment. We appreciate all that. We are expanding and growing and giving you different ways to listen, watch, check out the podcast. You can also follow the podcast on Twitter at @LO_Pac-12 and @_CindyRobinson. That's my Twitter, my personal Twitter. Other than that, make sure you stay locked on Pac-12 on the Locked On Network.